I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 8:30 in Salt Lake City. It is 28 degrees.
Well, Tim, there is a crash, an honest-to-goodness crash in Pleasant Grove. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, a popular Moab event is being canceled for 2022. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta is live with the KSL 24-Hour News Center to tell us why. Jacob?
Tim, the Rally on the Rocks, which has actually been held for the past 10 years, will not be taking place in 2022. They say the political climate, along with laws that remove or limit access for people who like riding ATVs, has made it impossible to hold the event in Moab. Organizers say they're considering holding the event in another place, but that it wouldn't be the same. However, they may consider coming back in the future. In the meantime, they're partnering with a different company to host a sister event in Hurricane next year. Live in the newsroom, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
The $1.2 trillion federal infrastructure bill includes millions for wildlife crossings near busy highways. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says that could make some busy highways in the West safer for both animals and people.
The bill includes $350 million for wildlife crossings over the next 5 years. The Deseret News cites an article from the Pew Charitable Trusts that says busy highways in Wyoming and Colorado could benefit from the new money available as grants to state governments.
Utah built a wildlife bridge over I-80 in Parley's Canyon 3 years ago that's used regularly by animals ranging from mice to moose. A man accused of hitting and killing a 16-year-old Westlake High School student all the way back in May has now been charged in connection with the boy's death. 28-year-old Daniel McBeth from Sandy was charged with manslaughter, DUI, and driving on a suspended or revoked license. 16-year-old Ammon Blake hit and killed by McBeth, who ran a red light and is believed to have been driving between 84 and 99 miles per hour. Well, it's not often we can say temperatures for Black Friday are going to be in the mid to upper 40s, but that's going to be the case this morning.
Honestly, the weather's been quiet lately. It's staying that way, folks. No weather issues for your travel today or your shopping, if that's what you're doing. We know the mall's going to be crowded later on. Our temperature's climbing just a little bit for the upcoming weekend as we get up to around 50. Still some cold mornings ahead, though, kind of like this morning. Air quality has been good. It slowly will likely get worse, though, with no big storms in sight here for next week.
Grant says there is some good news. This weather should make the drive back from Grandma's house pretty easy. KSL's top national stories now. 75,000 customers had their power shut off yesterday as the threat of fires in Southern California becomes unignorable. James Wilkerson says these outages are nothing new, but they're annoyed they lost their power on a major holiday.
Had phone calls from some neighbors, and they're indicating that, you know, what are we going to do? We can't cook our birds. We can't, you know, we have no power, et cetera. So they're a little frustrated, to say the least.
Red flag warnings will remain in effect through much of Friday. The Arctic Ocean may have started warming earlier than thought. Since 1900, the Arctic has warmed by about 2 degrees, and new research shows the ocean began warming early last century as warmer and saltier waters flowed in from the Atlantic. The data about Arctic warming has implications for global sea level rise, as well as the models researchers have been using to predict climate change. The UK introduced new travel ban overnight, targeting six southern African countries where a potentially dangerous new COVID-19 variant was discovered.
Both Austria and Slovakia have entered lockdowns. France is ramping up their booster shot campaign. And Portugal and Italy are tightening restrictions requiring people be vaccinated to go to social activities, even in areas considered low risk for COVID. The Netherlands is reintroducing mask mandates in stores and ordering bars at restaurants to close at 8 p.m. This is a stark reminder that we are not out of the woods yet.
ABC's Lama Hassan reporting. And the agency that approves drugs in the European Union just gave the thumbs up for kids to get the Pfizer vaccine. Children ages 5 to 11 will get a lower dose than people over 12 years old get. In sports, seems like LeBron James just can't catch a break. After returning to the court after his first suspension ever, this happened.
What is LeBron looking for? We got a fan that's got a little unruly, and LeBron is pointing it out to the officials. And what they're going to do is they're going to put them out. I don't know. Clearly, I wouldn't know what they said. They're on the other side of the court, but they're putting them out.
Yeah, this happened just about 2.5 minutes left in the game. LeBron did not say what the fans specifically said or did, other than calling what they did outside the line with obscene gestures and words. LeBron scored a season-high 39 to lead the Los Angeles Lakers to a 124-116 overtime win against the Pacers.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.